What did Sully say when you told him? I don't know if I'm supposed to ask, but... But you want information, she said in a brusque number two voice. Then she laughed. It was the rueful one. I was expecting he'd be angry, or that he might even cry. Sully's big, and he scares the devil out of the football players he matches up against, but his feelings are always close to the skin. What I didn't expect was relief. Relief? Relief. He's been seeing this girl in Bridgeport for a month or more, except my mom's friend Rhonda told me she's actually a woman, maybe 24 or 5. Sounds like a recipe for disaster, I said, hoping I sounded measured and thoughtful. I was actually delighted. Of course I was. And if poor old gosh-darn tender-hearted John Sullivan stumbled into the plot of a country-western Merle Haggard song, well, 400 million red Chinese wouldn't give a shit, and that went double for me. We had almost arrived at my car. It was just one more old heap among all the others, but, courtesy of my brother, it was mine. He's got more on his mind than his new love interest, Carol said. He's going into the army when he finishes high school next June. He's already talked to the recruiter and got it arranged. He can't wait to get over there in Vietnam and start making the world safe for democracy. Did you have a fight with him about the war? Nope. What would be the use? For that matter, what would I tell him? That for me it's all about Bobby Garfield? That all the stuff Harry Swiderowski and George Gilman and Hunter McPhail say seems like smoke and mirrors compared to Bobby carrying me up Broad Street Hill? Sully would think I was crazy. Or say it's because I'm too smart. Sully feels sorry for people who are too smart. He says being too smart is a disease. And maybe he's right. I kind of love him, you know. He's sweet. He's also the kind of guy who needs someone to take care of him. And I hope he finds someone, I thought, just as long as it's not you. She looked judiciously at my car. Okay, she said. It's ugly. It desperately needs a wash, but it's transportation. The question is, what are we doing here when I should be reading a Flannery O'Connor story? I took out my pocket knife and opened it. Got a nail file in your bag? As a matter of fact, I do. Are we going to fight? Number two and number six go at it in the steam plant parking lot? Don't be a smartass. Just get it out and follow me.